Praise God. My wife got a message from those folks that was here from Connersville last night. And one of the young ladies said, she said, well, she said, I was so glad to be there. She said, I think we got more help than the folks there did it at Chapel Oak Ridge. Praise God. So we want the Lord to just continue to help everybody that's coming, don't we? Joshua chapter number 7 tonight. I feel like preaching tonight. I won't be long. I'm not trying to tell you something that I think that I know more than you do. That's not what I'm doing. I'm trying to just tell you what God wants me to tell you. Amen. That's all I'm trying to tell you. Joshua chapter number 7 and verse 10. Joshua chapter number 7 and verse 10. And there's three words in here that I'm going to borrow for a text. Amen. Amen. And the Lord said unto Joshua, get thee up. Man. Wherefore liest thou thus upon thy face? God asked him, why are you laying there? Why are you laying there on your face? He said, Joshua, get up. Get up. I want to talk to you just a little while tonight about when God tells His church to get up. Amen. When God tells His church to get up. You know, it's easy to condemn Joshua for being discouraged. And you can do it right now if you've never been discouraged. If you've never been down and you've never been discouraged, I want you just to fill Joshua full of holes right now. Go ahead. I'll let you. I'll give you opportunity. I'll give you a chance. You see, the truth of the matter is, the truth of the matter is, Joshua, I'm going to lay a foundation tonight before I preach to you. Joshua had a great victory. And he was really a brand new leader. You see, Moses had just passed away and God had took him on the mount. And then Joshua was leading the children of Israel and God led him across the Jordan and God brought him into the land and there the walls of Jericho. You remember he marched around them. 13 times, if you want to count them exactly right, there's 13 times that he marched around the walls of Jericho, set one a day for 6 days and seven on the last day. That makes 13. If I got enough fingers. Amen. Hallelujah. 13 times he marched around those walls and it fell flat and God gave him a great victory. Amen. Man, it was an impressive looking sight when God gave him victory over Jericho, because Jericho was a big star in his crown. Amen. Look what God's done for the nation of Israel now. But you see, God always gives us victory and He also gives us stipulations that we gotta walk by. And He said, now don't you touch nothing in that city. Don't you bring none of it home with you. It's not yours. I don't want no part of it. You don't want no part of it. But there was one man that decided. There was one man by the name of Achan decided that he would take a Babylonian garment and a wedge of gold. And he rent and he hid it in his tent, didn't he? Amen. Just hid a few little things and the next day they went out and the next time they went out to battle, they battled a little bitty country by the name of Ai. I'll just send a few men out there and we'll whip the socks off of these boys and we'll take the land and everything will be alright. Amen. It's not going to be a real struggle. It's not going to be a real battle until those men just wore them out. Amen. Help me preach to you just a little while. And here we are now. That man that went from triumph, that man that watched the walls flat, now he's laying there on his face before God. And God says to him, get up! Get up. What are you doing laying there? Amen. I want to talk to you just a little while tonight You know, sometimes the pastoring's come out in me a little bit here and there. And sometimes you just feel like saying to folks, reach over and grab your seatbelt and buckle up. We're getting ready to go for a ride. Hallelujah. Praise God. But I got thinking, and you know when things go bad, usually folks begin to do one thing. They begin to blame first one thing and the other. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 12, I want to talk to you just a little while, because I believe it's a shame to blame. Help me preach to you just a little while tonight. Now, you say, Brother J.R., we ain't shouting like we did last night. Give it a little while, okay? Amen. I need to preach to you about getting up tonight. You see, I love what Sister Kegley said just a little bit earlier. I told Teresa, I said, you know, I was going to talk about that tonight, but she already has, so there's no sense in me bringing it back up. You know, when they talk about therapy, you ever seen somebody go through therapy? Somebody that's maybe had rotator cuff in their shoulder fixed, and they'll start that person out reaching, and they'll say, reach farther, but it hurts.
Yeah.
Reach farther.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Reach farther. It hurts. Reach farther anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. It's sore. I know it's sore. Reach further anyway. God, we had a great victory in Jericho. I know you had a great victory in Jericho. But God, we got whipped at Ai. I told you to get up. Amen. I told you to get up. God's people ain't got no room. God's people don't have no time. God's people ain't got no business laying around on their face moaning and complaining and blaming. Help me preach to you a little while. It's time the children of God to get up off of their face and do what God has called them to do. I want you to know right now, there'd be those that would like to see this little church up here on Chapelo Ridge fall apart. There'd be those that would like to see every one of them gone and backslid. The devil would like to erase this place from the memory of this community. But I want you to know right now, amen, we might be knocked down and we might suffer defeat. There might be an AI or two in our ministry. Amen, but we ain't gonna lay there. We ain't gonna waller in defeat. Amen, because when the Lord says get up, we're gonna rise to our feet. We're gonna stand up and we're gonna do the will of God. No, the devil ain't gonna hold us. No, the imps of hell ain't gonna battle against us and we're defeated. We're gonna rise up in the name of the Lord. Listen to this man. He was the first man. His name was Adam. And the man said, the woman whom thou... Can you imagine him pointing at God? Can you imagine? The woman whom thou gavest me, or to be with me, she gave me of the tree. And I did it. God, first of all, let's put the blame where the blame goes. Let's all look at our wives right now and blame them. Hallelujah. Praise God. Better not, Brother Hensley. Hallelujah. Might not want to do that. I'm not doing that. I don't want to look too far over that way. Praise God. The woman thou gavest me. That woman you gave me. She did it. First of all, God, it was her fault. And if it wasn't her fault, it was your fault, God, because you gave her to me. If you wouldn't have gave her to me, God, I'd have never ate that. If you gave her to me, God, I'd never been there. And how many times have you not said it in words, but you've thought it in your mind, and you've grumbled about it in your prayer, and you said, God, if you wouldn't allow that to happen in my life, I'd have made it through that trial. God, if you wouldn't allow that to went on in my heart, I'd have made it through that. You let it happen to me, God. You let it take place in my life. Wait a minute here. It's a time to blame God or anybody else. Be a man or a woman. Square your shoulders back. It's me. It's me. You told me. You told me not to eat of that tree. She didn't force me. She didn't tie my hands. She didn't open up my mouth and put her stick in between my jaws. No, she never. All she did was show it to me. And I partook of it. It's a shame to blame God for everything that goes on in our life. I want you to know right now, we can look around and we can say, if that wouldn't happen, this one wouldn't have left. And if that didn't happen, this one wouldn't have left. And if that didn't happen, maybe it'd be better right here and right there. Wait just a minute here. Why don't get your eyes off of blaming people? Get your eyes off of everybody else and put your eyes back on God and say, I am not going to blame anybody, because it is a shame to blame. Hallelujah.
Then we meet this man named Moses, this meek man that Brother Kinsley told us, meekest man on the face of the earth. I mean, he was meek. And God spoke to him here and told him, he said, now Moses, I want you to go and I want you to lead my people out of bondage. And here's what Moses said. Exodus 4:10. And Moses said unto the Lord, oh my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore, nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of a slow of tongue. And you know what he did? He was making an abuse of giving an excuse. I mean, he was, oh, God, I would worship, but nobody else is. God, I would start a prayer meeting at the church, but nobody else would want to come. God, I would sing in the choir, but Lord, after all, we don't even have one. God, I would run the aisles, amen, but they're too narrow, and I'm afraid I might put a hole in the paneling. Oh, make all the excuses you want to, but they ain't going to stand up before God. If God didn't think this church could do what it needs to do, it wouldn't have been here. But God's placed you here. God's placed this church here. Now you can stay down if you want to. You can be in the mully grubs all day long if you want to. And you can think of every reason in the world why you can't be what God wants you to be. You can blame Brother Kegley. You can blame Sister Kegley.
Help him, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
You're blaming your pastor. You won't be
going
back to the shame. My little granddaughter, brother, she's about 2 and a half, almost 3, and down in Virginia where she her family's from, where her mama's from. Here's how they do it, Brother Bob. When they say shame on you, and they just wiggle their finger. You know, they wiggle, shame on you, and they wiggle that finger. And that's what my granddaughter do. She say, shame, shame. If you're saying anything about your pastor, shame.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. If you think, amen, that somebody else could do a better job, you and God must have different ideas. Amen. Help me preach to you just a little while tonight. I want to talk to you. You say, Brother JR, you're getting down and meddling. No, I'm trying to get somebody to realize it's time to stop looking at what has been. You can look at Jericho all you want to. You can waller in your defeated AI all you want to. Or you can finally realize who God is. And it never was about nobody else. And it never was about Brother and Sister Kegley. And it never was about you or your grandma or your sister or your brother. It's always been about Jesus. I said, it's all in Jesus. My sweet Jesus. It's all in Jesus. Give him the praise. I want you to know right now. I said, it's all about him. I said, it's all about him. Stop making those excuses.
We ain't like the church down the road. We don't have as many young people as they do. Go out into the highways and the byways and compel them to come in. Hey! 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 We don't have Sunday school teachers like I do down there. Wait a minute here! God's the same God. As He's always been. And all you're doing is making an abuse of giving an excuse. God, I can't. God, I can't. God, I can't. God, I can't do it. I can't do it. Somebody will say something. Get rid of the excuse. I'm trying to hurry tonight. Hey, no, I'm not even. Hallelujah. You know, two things that Moses saw was, first of all, he is afraid. And all that he could see was the fear of going back to the place where he slayed that Egyptian. Amen. He was afraid to go back to that place of what he is going to have to face. Amen. And the second thing, all he seen was his self-limitations. Did he really think that he could bring them out by himself without God? And do you really think you can do anything in this church without God? I'd rather think of myself as nothing and let the power of God move in my life than to have all the talents and the abilities in this world and watch it all be for nothing in the end. Amen. Help me preach to you just a little while. Amen. 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 I don't want to step on nobody's toes here. What I'm getting ready to say. 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 10. And he said, This is the great prophet talking. It's Elijah. And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts. For the children of Israel hath forsaken thy covenant. They thrown down thine altars and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I only am left to seek, and they seek my life to take it away. You see, he was speaking half truth. He was dealing in part fact and part fiction. Amen. That's right. He was dealing with part fact and part fiction. They had torn down the altars. They had slain the prophets. That's fact. That's all God deals with. The fiction part was, I only am left alone. It's just me left, God. There ain't nobody trying to do right but me. Help me preach to you. Just a little. There ain't nobody living like they need to but me. Wait just a minute here. Wait just a minute here. I want you to know right now. Amen. I've got confidence in the people of Chapel Oak Ridge Church. I want you to know right now. Amen. You might look on down the road and think somebody else has got it a little bit better. But I want you to know. You're up here with some of the cream of the crop. I said you're up here with some of the cream of the crop. And you need to just square your shoulders back and say, hey, I'm not going to be down and I'm not alone. Don't wallow in self-pity. Don't go under. Don't be submerged in self-pity like Elijah was. Why don't you square your shoulders back?
Amen.
I feel like telling somebody right now, it's about time you stop thinking of yourself and start thinking about what God can do in your life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I said it's about time you stop thinking about yourself and say, God, whatever you want, it's going to be all right with me. God, whatever you want out of this church, that's what I want. Ah, would you help me just a little while? Amen. Get out of that self-pity. Pull yourself up and say, I'm going to stand. I know it's been hard. I know it's been difficult. I know you've had a battle.
But are you going to lay there in it? Are you going to lay there in it? Are you going to lay there? When I ran into my first church trouble back years ago, and I got ran headlong into a family that wanted to run the church other than the pastor, and they decided they would give me my ticket out of there and tell me to go on down the road. Y'all ain't never had that. I hope you never have to in your life. Amen. Let me just tell you. For weeks, I sat back there on my father-in-law's patio in a porch swing. And every time that swing would go back, I would think about what they did. And every time it would go forward, I would think about what pitiful shape that I was in. And before long, I was so ate up with bitterness, I couldn't even hardly hold my head up. Amen. Wallowed so long and submerged so long in self-pity. Amen. That I didn't even know if God would ever bring me out. Until finally God got a hold of me. God got a hold of me. And I realized it's time to get up. The devil's knocked you down. I said the devil's knocked you down. Whether you stay there or not is up to you. It's up to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey? I'm hurrying. His servants ye are to whom you obey, whether sin unto death or obedience unto righteousness. It's time to accept your accountability. God, it's me. It's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me. It's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me. It's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me. It's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not the preacher, not the deacon, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not the preacher, not the deacon, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me. It's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me. It's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. You know, I think God's asked a whole lot of you that you've told God no on. I think God spoke to you time and again about getting up, and you've chose to lay there. You've chose to just lay right where you're at. I want you to know right now, God wants you to get up. You say, Brother Jared, won't you preach one of them high ones where we're shouting? Because God told me and dealt with me tonight, it's time to preach to this church. They've been down long enough. They've been down long enough. It's time for them to get up. Amen. You can worry until you lose your worship. Or you can worship till you lose your worry. It's your choice. I'll feel the Holy Ghost. I said you can worry until you lose your worship. Or you can worship till you lose your worry. Hallelujah. You can lay there. If you want to, you can lay there by that pool and you can say there's no man to put me in. Amen. But there'll be one day that Jesus comes by and you won't need nobody to throw you in. Amen. Because He'll be there for you. And I'm here to tell you right now here at Chapel Oak Ridge, God ain't left you off on the backside of no nowhere. God ain't left you by the pool. God ain't left you down and out. God ain't turned His back on you. God hasn't forsaken you. But I'm here to stand on the word of the Lord tonight and tell you that you're ever been as anointed as you ever was. You've ever been as good as you ever was. And you need to just rise up. Amen. I said you need to just rise up. Don't be knocked down. I said don't be knocked down. I said don't be knocked down. Rise up.
Amen.
Get up from where you're at.
Thank you, Jesus.
Brother Kegley, since I'm just admitting things tonight, I'll just admit one little thing. I have loved to play sports all of my life. I was never good, but I loved to try, Brother Hensley. I loved to try. And we, a bunch of us got together, sort of, I think, in a way, we decided we was going to play football against another church, you know, or against another, yeah, anyway. As a bunch of us decided, Brother Hensley, we was going to play football. Uh-huh. Amen. And I was a lot skinnier then, and I was a lot younger, and I was, you know, I was pretty fast for somebody as that was, you know, like me. And they, that quarterback, son, you can appreciate this. That quarterback dropped back. He threw me that ball. Man, I called it, Brother Bob. I caught that football. I ducked underneath that guy that was going to tackle me, and I went for a big gain. Man, I ran for a while. The quarterback looked at me. He said, "Let's do it again." Sounded good to me. I just had a big gain. Sort of like Joshua, you know.
Yeah.
Amen. Hey, we went back. The quarterback dropped back again. I'm getting ready to close, don't worry. He threw that pass. I called it again. And this time when I turned, there wasn't nothing to turn into but a 300-pound guy. I wish it was just my legs. He picked me up and slammed me back on my head. No pads. There was things going around my forehead that wasn't pimples. They were stars. Man, I mean to tell you, I was seeing stars. I got up. I walked back to the huddle. I looked at that quarterback like he was a nut. Amen. I'd have probably called him that, but he was the youth leader. Hallelujah. I went back out to the next play. But still, woo-hoo. I was gone. Son, but I tell you what I did. I kept playing. After about two plays, I walked back. I looked at Brother Danny Tussey, who was the quarterback. I said, "Okay, I can see again. You can throw it to me." Hallelujah. 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 I said, I can see again. You can throw it to me. Some of you need to look up to heaven and say, "God, I've been down. I've been down so long, but I can see again. I can see again. I can see again. I can see again. Give me one more chance, God. Bid me to do one more thing. Tell me to walk around the church one more time. Tell me to shout hallelujah one more time. Tell me to run the aisles one more time. I might have been down, but I ain't out." God said, "Get up."
If I say, "Where do you go, church?"
That's how you do it. Ain't a doubt in my mind. Amen. I want you to know the Holy Ghost can get so much on this young man. Amen. Where you go, church? Chapel Oak Ridge. Thank you. Ain't it about time? Some of you stop being ashamed of what you are and who you are and come up out of where you're at and say, God, we might not be what everybody wants us to be, but we're what you want us to be. And that's all that matters. Amen. I said, we might not be like the church down the road, but we're what we need to be. And we're going to be here. Amen. We're going to be here tomorrow. And we're going to be here next week. And we're going to be here next month. Brother Kegley, I want you to know right now. I want you to know right now, I'm going to preach to your people one thing. It's time to get up. Stop laying there. I said, stop laying there. Get a smile on your face. Walk into the house of God with a spring on your step and a song in your heart and a praise on your lips. When you come into the house of God, you'll be shouting glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God, we magnify your name. Come into that door. Brother Kegley says, who wants to testify? Anybody got testimony? And they all said, well, the Lord's been so good to me all at the same time. Hallelujah. Let me tell you about Jesus. What a wonderful Savior. Let me tell you about Him. How He saved my soul and He made me whole. How He made my days brighter. Hallelujah. I want you to know right now, the Lord, amen, will move on you if you'll let Him. But you gotta get into a place where God can use you. I said, you gotta get into a place where God can use you. You gotta stand up. I said, you gotta stand up. You gotta stand up. You gotta get back to where you need to be. You know what would be great? If I said, you could all sit down. And somebody said, we don't want to sit down.
Yeah. Yeah. Be wonderful.
Yeah.
We don't want to sit down.
We don't want to sit down no more. We don't want to sit down no more. Why sit here till we die when there's bread enough to spare? Hallelujah. 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 I said, why sit we here until we die when there's bread enough to spare?
I know you're but if you wasn't, God forbid. But I guarantee you, if he wasn't a saved man, when he got up, he'd be bringing one from way down here. Amen. Hallelujah. What are you saying, Brother J.R.? I'm saying, the devil might have come up to your church, and I feel like he's knocked on for a loop.
Amen. I feel like some of them have been down so long, but it seems like they staggered up. What I need somebody to do is come up with a haymaker. Hallelujah. I said, what I need somebody to do is come up with a haymaker. What's that? Breakthrough to the power of the Holy Ghost shakes this place. Hallelujah. As they pray through to the power of the Holy Ghost shakes this place. Stay there in your pew if you want. But I believe I'll just get up.
Oh yeah. Yes.
Shake the cobwebs out. Shake the cobwebs out. And come back at him with something other than just, oh, poor pitiful me. You come at him. You come to me with shield, spear, and a sword. But I come to you in the name of the Lord. And when you raise up, let there be the fire of the Holy Ghost in your eyes. And the devil begins to quake. The devil begins to shake. And says, what have I done? Amen. Hallelujah. What have I done? Amen. When somebody gets tired enough, when somebody gets beat enough, when somebody lays there long enough, and they got any fight in them at all, it's gonna come out. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Man, Sister Meg, spiritually, I would entangle with you with a chair, a whip, and 2 38s. Amen. I know she can get a hold of God. Man, look at...
Wow. I mean, that's a praying woman. Sister. Man, you and this piano player get singing. You don't think hell wants to keep you down?
Hallelujah. You don't think hell wants to keep you in your seat? I'm trying to give you a few things. We might have been hit, but we ain't been killed. Amen. Some of you just needs to stand up. Father, in the name of Jesus, I've done my best. I've done my best. Lord, it ain't been very good, but I've done my best. Lord, I've tried to tell this great group of people. Lord, and I wish you'd speak to them right now. God, that a champion don't stay down. They just get back up again and again and again. And if we suffer defeat in battle, we still have hope in winning the war. Hallelujah. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let us square our shoulders back and march as the army of God as we should be in Jesus' name. Seems like to me in times past that probably some old saint of God would have stepped out in the pew and they'd begin to sing. Amen. Maybe march around Jericho. Probably would have been somebody come up here to this altar and said, preacher, I'm not bowing. I'm not bending. Some old dear saint. We don't do it no more. We're too proud in Holiness Church to have Jericho marches, ain't we? Amen. We're too proud to do that. I know. I know we're too proud. Amen. Some of us got more starch in our pants leg than they got in all the cornfields in all the country. We're starchy. I mean, we're starchy. Amen. We know how to have church with or without God, don't we? I said we know how to have church with or without God, don't we? But let me tell you right now, when you get to the place where you really need Him, I said when you get to the place where you really need Him, you realize you can't have church without Him. That you've got to have Him. I said you've got to have Him. You might feel like it. Nobody's even watching what you're doing. But I guarantee you that victory's contagious. And if somebody starts shouting the victory around this place, it'll blow through this church like a mighty rushing wind. And the saints of God will rejoice like they've never rejoiced before. Hallelujah. 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 I want you to know right now, you can sit there as long as you want to. I walked around the church. Nobody stood up and walked with me. We didn't know you wanted us to, Brother J.R. How long you been down? How long you been down? How long you been struggling? I say it's time to get up. I say it's time. Amen. Heads bowed, eyes closed, nobody looking. I'm going to get way back here where I can see most everybody. And who I can't see, the pastor can. He's allowed to look anytime he wants to. I'm not his boss. He's my boss right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I wonder if there'd be anybody raising my hand and say, "Preacher, I've been knocked for a loop, but I can see again." Is there anybody stick your hand up so I can see again? I'm going to try a little harder. Is there anybody? Man, we got hands going up all over here. Hey, man, I can see again. I'm going to try a little harder. I'm not going to be down any longer. I might have got staggered. I might have stumbled. I might have failed a long way, but I'm going to fight. Wow. It's happening. What's Sister Meg done? She's getting up. What's these sisters on the front pew doing? With prayers going up to heaven? They're getting up. They're getting up. Hallelujah. 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 Let me just tell you what God will do and I'll be done. If God has to, He'll blow the wind out of the east, out of the west, out of the north, and out of the south on a valley full of dry bones to raise Him up an army if He so chooses. If He so chooses, He'll breathe on us until we know the breath of life's back in us. I wonder if there'd anybody just step out right now into the aisle. Not come up here and bow your knee. I don't want you to be down tonight. I wonder if anybody would believe God enough to just come up here. Stand up around this platform area. Throw your hands in the air and tell God, "You can count on me to get up." You can count it, son. Is there anybody else going to come up out of here and say, "Lord, seem like they should have been 15 saintly warriors already ran to the front of this church," and say, "Hey, I'm not just talking about the brothers. I'm talking about the sisters too. You can count on me, God. You can count on me, God. You can count on me, God. Come on up here. I'm getting up. You can count on me, God." Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Victory. The victory shall be mine. Shall be mine. Victory. The victory shall be mine. Shall be mine. If I hold my peace, let the Lord fight my battles. If I sing and shout, have faith and never doubt it. If I hold my peace,
Let the Lord fight my battles. If I sing and shout, have faith and never doubt it. If I hold my peace, let the Lord fight my battles. If I sing and shout, have faith and never doubt it. If I hold my peace, let the Lord fight my battles. If I sing and shout, have faith and never doubt it. Victory, victory shall be mine, shall be mine. I said victory, victory shall be mine, shall be mine. Why don't we come into this altar tonight? Everyone that will, raise your hands towards heaven. And shout the victory. And let's believe God. Hallelujah. I said, let's believe God tonight. Hallelujah. Greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. Amen. I said, greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. I said, greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. 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 For I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We can't go down for going over. I said we can't go down for going over. I'm finished preaching tonight, but I sure believe we need to leave this place with victory. It wouldn't surprise me if the Holy Ghost fell right down in the midst of us right up here around this altar tonight.
The Lord told Joshua, go to Jericho and to march 7 times around. He followed safely and obeyed the Lord's command, and the walls, they crumbled down. And the walls come a-tumbling down. Joshua marched 7 times around. Then the walls come a-tumbling down. Those walls come tumbling down. If you believe in power of the blood and you hope to wear a crown, then follow safely and obey the Lord's command, and the walls will crumble down. When the walls come tumbling down, Joshua marched 7 times around. Then the walls come tumbling down. Yes, the walls come tumbling down. The Lord told Joshua to go to Jericho and to march 7 times around. He followed safely and obeyed the Lord's command, and the walls, they crumbled down. When the walls come tumbling down, Joshua march 7 times around. Then the walls come a-tumbling down. Yes, the walls come tumbling down. If you believe in the power of the blood and you hope to wear a crown, then follow safely and obey the Lord's command, and the walls will crumble down. When the walls come tumbling down, Joshua marched 7 times around. When the walls come tumbling down, yes, the walls come tumbling down. The Lord told Joshua to go to Jericho and to march 7 times around. He followed safely and obeyed the Lord's command, and the walls, they crumbled down. When the walls come tumbling down, Joshua march 7 times around. When the walls come tumbling down, yes, the walls came tumbling down. If you believe in the power of the blood and you hope to wear a crown, then follow safely and obey the Lord's command, and the walls, they'll crumble down. When the walls come tumbling down, Joshua marched 7 times around. When the walls came tumbling down, yes, the walls came tumbling down. If you believe in the power of the blood and you hope to wear a crown, then follow safely and obey the Lord's command, and the walls will crumble down. When the wall came tumbling down, Joshua marched 7 times around. When the wall came tumbling down, yes, the walls came tumbling down. The Lord told old Joshua to go to Jericho and to march 7 times around. He followed safely and obeyed the Lord's command, and the walls, they crumbled down. Oh, and the wall came tumbling down, Joshua marched 7 times around. Then the wall came tumbling down, yes, the walls came tumbling down. If you believe in the power of the blood and you hope to wear a crown, then follow safely and obey the Lord's command, and the walls will crumble down. When the wall came tumbling down, Joshua marched 7 times around. When the wall came tumbling down, yes, the walls came tumbling down. If you believe in the power of the blood and you hope to wear a crown, then follow safely and obey the Lord's command, and the walls will crumble down. When the walls came tumbling down, Joshua marched 7 times around. When the walls came tumbling down, yes, the walls came tumbling down. The Lord told old Joshua, go to Jericho and march 7 times around. He followed safely and obeyed the Lord's command, and the walls came a-tumbling down. When the walls came tumbling down, Joshua marched 7 times around. Then the walls came tumbling down. Yes, the walls came tumbling down. Raise your hands and praise the Lord.